Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, last week when we saw you, we were talking about wheat prices dropping more than 50 cents. Give us an idea of what things look like this week.
Well, the wheat prices, they were down on Monday, a little bit on Tuesday, bottomed out that July Kansas City Board of Trade contract at $7.11, recovered back up near the 750 level. I think it's probably going to waller around and wait for next week's USDA supply and demand reports that comes out on Thursday. That report could have an impact on the market. The market is anticipating, based on the finding more corn, finding more wheat on this, the report we had last week. We'll just have to wait and see, but I think that it's just going to waller around for a while.
Okay, and there's been some production estimates released regarding winter wheat. What's the picture look like there?
Well, Informa released early estimates for winter wheat. You look at total winter wheat at 1,630,000,000 bushels. That's about 14 million bushels less than last year, about average. Hard red winter wheat at 903,000,000 bushels, down 101,000,000 from last year. The five-year average is 903, so it's about 40 million below that. You look at soft red winter wheat, 506 million bushels. That's up 114 from last year. It's above the five-year average of 413 million bushels. So we've got above average winter wheat, above average soft red winter wheat.
Okay, and with all that in mind, should producers be pricing that 2013 wheat?
I think they should have been pricing it about a month ago. I probably wouldn't price any right now. If they want to, if they need to, I'd go ahead and price it on rallies.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.